Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are at the Adel Public Library speaking with the programming specialist, Lily Swores. And Lily, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome, as we are here now in the month of September. Labor Day just passed, and yeah, we're rocking and rolling here. So let's go over some of the programming. We'll start here. Actually, before we do that, the library has some new hours on some of the days, so why don't you highlight what that looks like?
Yeah, so we've extended our hours during the weekdays. So Monday through Thursday, we're now open 9 to 7. Friday and Saturdays are staying the same, so they're open 9 to 4. And then Sundays, we are still closed. So a small change, but we're hoping that we can better serve our community by extending our hours into the evening.
Awesome, yeah. And now with school and everything back in session, yeah, hopefully that will be good. So yeah, speaking of the programming, lots of fun stuff coming up here in the month of September. So we'll start off here with this Friday on September 5th. Brenton Arboretum kind of getting involved, and they're doing a program that seems all about birds.
Yeah, so this is a program. It's at 2 p.m. It's for our elementary students and younger. So K through 5th are more than welcome to stop into this program. Brenton is a great partner. They always have really interesting programming about nature and Iowa ecology. So they are coming in to talk about birds. Okay. I don't know what else. It'll be a surprise for everyone.
Okay. Yeah. And there's many types of birds. So
the goldfinch, the state bird.
I love the goldfinch. Okay. Yeah. There you go. So make sure.
Maybe they'll talk about that. Who knows?
Yeah. Right. Right. No, absolutely. I'm sure that'll be a part of the conversation. So make sure you come check that out. Registration. Is it free?
Yep. So no registration. Okay. It's just show up. Yeah, and a free program. All our programming's free.
Awesome. Well, there you go. That's a fun one to start it off. And then on the 10th, which is Wednesday, you have Teen Chef Ice Cream. Now, I love ice cream. And so, yeah, what's going on with that?
So this is a program for our teens. So that is 6th through 12th grade. And have you ever made ice cream in a bag? You like put it in and then there's salt.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's that. So they're going to be doing a little bit of science and then they get a sweet treat out of it. So that is at 4 p.m. Again, it's for our teens. No registration.
Well, there you go. You can make it and then you can eat it right after.
I know. It was super satisfying.
Absolutely. And then, you know, a program that is super big here at the Adel Library is your Nerf battle. And you tell me, hey, if we don't talk about it, you know, they'll come after me. So, yeah, let's talk about
it. They will. This is, I would say this is probably our most popular program for our youth. So this month for September, it is our 2nd through 5th graders, and it's at 2 p.m. to 3:30. Also important to remember, though, the library will close at 2 p.m. that day for this program. So if you have holds to pick up, if you need to come to the library, get in here before 2 p.m. Otherwise, you will be locked in here with many 2nd through 5th graders running around, and I wouldn't want that on anyone. This is a registered event too, so remember to register. You can always find our registration links are in our calendar on our website, adelpl.org.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the programming specialist, Lily Swores, at the Adel Public Library. And now, Lily, talk about on Monday, September 15th, the Adult Craft and its Back to School Apples.
Yeah, so we have gotten some feedback that they want more adult crafts. So we are introducing, trying it out in the fall and utilizing those extended hours. So it'll be 5:30 to 6:30. The libraries will still be open during that time, of course. And they are making Back to School Apple. So it's a paper craft, I think.
Okay.
It's led by Naima, who is a wonderful, wonderful our patron services assistant, I think is her title. But she's great and she's super crafty, and it'll be a really fun program.
Awesome. So yeah, there you go. Back to School Apples on the 15th. And then coming up that next day, I know this is something that was back in the 70s, but you're bringing it back. It's the Pet Rock Adoption.
Yeah. So every time we've done a rock painting program, it goes nuts. People love painting rocks. And I've decided to put a 1970s spin on it.
Nice.
With the always popular, always, you know, nostalgic pet rock. Mm-hmm. So they will get a pet rock. They will adopt a pet rock. They will decorate the rock's shell in whatever fashion they wish. And then they'll also get an adoption certificate and a little rock house to take the rock home in. So I'm really excited about it. I think it'll be fun. If I was a kid, I would nerd out about this. So yeah, that's on Tuesday at 4 p.m. No registration required.
Well, are you going to give a demonstration? Because I feel like, you know, you're excited about this, so you should participate.
Yeah, I will make an example rock enclosure, which is just completely selfless. It's just for the children to be able to view the rock. And also so I can make a rock enclosure. I think it'll be fun.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for highlighting that. And then a couple more here before we get out of here. Coming up on the 24th of September, you got the Teen Craft. This is yarn painting.
Yeah, so this is similar to our adult craft. This is a teen craft. They were asking for it, and we are trying to make programming that is what they want. So they asked for more crafts. This is something that the teen librarian came up with, is yarn painting. Essentially, you have a canvas, you slather some glue on it, and you put down some yarn in whatever fashion you want. And it looks really, like the texture is really interesting and cool. So that is on Wednesdays at 4. You might have noticed that all of our teen programming has moved to Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. That'll be through the fall. So if you are used to thinking of teens on Thursday, bump that earlier in the week to Wednesday.
Awesome. Okay. And as we end here, you mentioned, I want to know more about this. It's coming up on the 26th, Touch a Truck. What is that about?
So this was a program we did a year ago or two, where we have different departments around the city. So we'll have a fire truck and a police officer car if they're not called in, obviously. Right. Public safety is the most important thing.
Right.
We'll also have some city vehicles, some other vehicles.
Sure.
I don't remember. I think there might be like a tree chipping thing.
Okay.
And this is just for kids to come and sit in the police car, climb up on the fire truck, see what it's all about. This will be in our parking lot. So the parking lot that day will be closed, but you will have ample opportunity to touch trucks if you are interested in that. That is an all ages program. So the littlest and the oldest can come. This is in the morning from 9 to 11 a.m. No registration, drop in, drop out.
Obviously free as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I guess you mentioned all the programs were free. Well, good. Well, man, that is a great month. And then of course, just want to give you a plug. Obviously you have your regular programming as well, and people can check your website.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are back in full swing of programming. That means that all of our story times have come back from Tuesday through Thursday. As always, we have yoga, we have Senior Plus Group, we have all of these wonderful programs for all ages. If you want a full scope of what we're doing in the month of September, I definitely head to our website and check out our calendar.
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely recommend that. Again, that's the programming specialist, Lily Swores at the Adel Public Library. And Lily, thank you so much for running us through. Can't wait to see what October brings.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
You're welcome again. That's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.